Chapter 25, Personal Trials. When my husband became so feeble before our removal from Rochester, he desired to free himself from the responsibility of the publishing work. He proposed that the church take charge of the work and that it be managed by a publishing committee whom they should appoint, and that no one connected with the office derive any financial benefit therefrom beyond the wages received for his labor. Efforts to establish a publishing work. Though the matter was repeatedly urged upon their attention, our brethren took no action in regard to it until 1861. Up to this time, my husband had been the legal proprietor of the publishing house and sole manager of the work. He enjoyed the confidence of the active friends of the cause who trusted to his care the means which they donated from time to time as the growing cause demanded to build up the publishing enterprise. But although the statement was frequently repeated through the review that the publishing house was virtually the property of the church, yet as he was the only legal manager, our enemies took advantage of the situation and under the cry of speculation did all in their power to injure him and to retard the progress of the cause. Under these circumstances, he introduced the matter of organization, which resulted in the incorporation of the Seventh-day Adventist Publishing Association according to the laws of Michigan, the spring of 1861. Parental cares. Although the cares that came upon us in connection with the publishing work and other branches of the cause involved much perplexity, the greatest sacrifice which I was called to make in connection with the work was to leave my children frequently in the care of others. Henry had been from us 5 years, and Edson had received but little of our care. For years at Rochester, our family had been very large and our home like a hotel, and we from that home much of the time. I had felt the deepest anxiety that my children should be brought up free from evil habits, and I was often grieved as I thought of the contrast between my situation and that of others who would not take burdens and cares, who could ever be with their children to counsel and instruct them, and who spent their time almost exclusively in their families. And I have inquired, does God require so much of us and leave others without burdens? Is this equality? Are we to be thus hurried on from one care to another, one part of the work to another, and have but little time to bring up our children? Loss of children. In 1860, death stepped over our threshold and broke the youngest branch of our family tree. Little Herbert, born September 20, 1860, died December 14 of the same year. When that tender branch was broken, how our hearts did bleed, none may know but those who have followed their little ones of promise to the grave. But oh, when our noble Henry died, at the age of 16, when our sweet singer was borne to the grave, and we no more heard his early song, ours was a lonely home. Both parents and the two remaining sons felt the blow most keenly. But God comforted us in our bereavements, and with faith and courage we pressed forward in the work He had given us, in the bright hope of meeting our children who had been torn from us by death in that world where sickness and death will never come.